Okay. Morning, everyone. Today's Daf Nazir is Daf Hey. We are in the bottom of Daf Amud Beis. We're discussing various types of Naziris. There's a standard Nazir where a person is going to be Nazir for a certain amount of time, a term. Later today, we're going to talk about what is that term, what is the generic term of Naziris. I'm sure everyone here knows the answer to that question. And then we're talking about two other types of Naziris, the Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon, and then we're comparing and contrasting the two. Just to take an opportunity to thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the Daf. Daf is on Nazir Nishmat Liba Gabriela Bas Shmuel. The various enduring Naziris are Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, and the Mishnah noted yesterday's Daf that there are two notable differences between the two. When it comes to Nazir Shimshon, so a haircut occurs never. For the remainder of your life, you are going to be, if you accept upon yourself Nazir Shimshon, so just like Shimshon never got a haircut, he did get one, but okay. I do get it. But in other words, just like he was supposed to never get a haircut, so too, the Nazir Shimshon, someone takes on that kind of Nazir, so he never gets a haircut. What about the fact that hair is going to get a little heavy and a little bit overbearing? So deal with it. The other aspect about Nazir Shimshon, says the Mishnah, is that he's allowed to come into contact with Tumas Meis, which we're about to clarify in just a moment. That's where we're going to be starting today. A Nazir Olam, on the other hand, who also is going to be a Nazir in perpetuity, but the Nazir Olam is allowed to get a haircut. In terms of the frequency, so we're going to be discussing that in just a moment as well, in today's Daf. But a Nazir Olam can get haircuts at intervals, and when he does get a haircut, so it's almost like a reset on his Naziris, even though, again, it's in perpetuity, so there's no real break in the Naziris, but there's going to be a reset in the Naziris, and he has to bring Karbonos every time he gets a haircut. Additionally, when it comes to the Nazir Olam is not allowed to come into contact with Tumas Meis, and if he does so he'll bring Karbonos, as a Nazir Tami would do, and once again, he would restart. It's a funny word in this context, but he would recontinue, so to say, his Naziris because he's a Nazir Olam. So those are the two notable differences between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon, as highlighted back in the Mishnah. Now, Nazir Shimshon, obviously, it's based on the life of Shimshon, meaning, so Shimshon never got a haircut, Shimshon came into contact with Tumas Meis, so therefore that sets the basic rules of what is a Nazir Shimshon. So one of the things that we noted yesterday, which the Gemara now is going to try to clarify today, is that Nazir Shimshon is allowed to come into contact with Tumas Meis because Shimshon himself did. And now let's analyze that point a little bit more. So we are on Daf Amud Beis. The Shimshon Lav Nazir Hava. Okay, it's towards the bottom of the Amud. It's about 10 lines from the bottom, and we are continuing. V'hatziv ki Nazir Elokim yiyah hanar minabetam minabetam. So the Gemara quotes a psukim from Sefer Shoftim. Again, Sefer Shoftim, Prakim Yud Gimel Yudal Tezvav and Tetzayim. Okay, four prakim in the Navi that describes the life of Shimshon. So here in Perek Yud Gimel, so now this is a Malach talking to the parents. So ki Nazir Elokim yiyah hanar min abetam hasa Malachu dekamar. So the Gemara says that was a Malach talking. Uminalan de idmila meisim. And the Gemara says now, and how do I know that Shimshon did in fact come into contact with Tumas Meis? So the Gemara says ilim emidichsev. So the Gemara now is going to cite a number of psukim. Now in all these psukim, so Shimshon was the Moshe Yisrael. He was the savior of Yisrael. That's the Rambam describes him as a Moshe Yisrael. So he was the savior of Israel, and in doing so very often he had to take on the Plishtim and kill the Plishtim. So here we have one pasuk as an example. Balechia chamori kesi alafish. So using the jaw of a donkey, so he killed 1,000 men. So he killed 1,000 men. So what does that mean? It must mean that he killed them, they died, and he was in contact with them. So that's Tumas Meis. So Dilma Guri Garibahu. So Gemara says, well, maybe no. Maybe the jawbone was kind of like a boomerang, like an arrow. He threw it at them. But in other words, he didn't actually come into contact with them. He caused their death, but he didn't have to come into contact with them. So in other words, it's not a compelling argument. So the Gemara says, V'lo nagabahu, and he didn't touch them. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's another instance where he killed 30 men, and he took off their clothing after he killed them. That seems to be a pretty clear indication that he came into contact with them after they died. So again, the Gemara just being argumentative, it's just not a compelling argument. Maybe what happened is that he stripped them, and then he kill them. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not the sequence of the pasuk. The pasuk says first he hit them, hitting meaning a mortal blow, and then afterwards he took off the clothing. So v'dilma ghostim shavinan. So the Gemara says, well, maybe they were ghosts, meaning they were not dead yet. They were at death's door, but they didn't die yet. They were ghosts, and so maybe at that point in time it would be okay. Just a couple of things to consider over here. I'm highlighting a couple of tosafim right now. Number one tosaf says that we're going to learn later on, a nazir cannot come into contact with tumas meis. A nazir can't come into contact with a ghosts, meaning a ghosts is somebody who's in the throes of death. He's not dead yet, but for various halachas, we treat him as if he's dead. Even though he's not dead yet, and by expediting the death, so you would be a murderer. So, but nevertheless, though, in terms of some halachas, we treat the ghost as like somebody who's dead. So, for example, a kohen cannot go into a room with somebody who's a ghost. Okay, so and a nazir can't be within the vicinity of a ghost. So the Gemara's answer over here, well, they were ghosts, him. So that answer is a little bit imprecise, because even as a ghost, so if Shimshon was not allowed to come into contact with Mace, so then he would not be allowed to come into contact with the ghosts as well. So Tosus just simply points out that the Gemara's answer over here is a little bit imprecise. The Gemara here doesn't mean ghosts, it means sometime before the period of ghosts. However that's evaluated. Another point Tosus makes is that we're talking about Plishtim. Plishtim are non-Jews. Does a non-Jew give off Tuma? So that's something which is subject to a debate. Machlokes Tanaim between Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Chachamim as to whether or not a non-Jew gives off Tumas Meis. Tosus points out over here, yes, that's true, but the Gemara doesn't bring it up over here because we're not talking about Tumas Ohel. We're not talking about with being under the same roof. We're talking about actual physical contact with the human remains. There's no debate. Everyone would agree in such a scenario that you'd be allowed that coming into contact with the body would give off tuma, Jew, non-Jew alike. Okay, just a couple points to highlight. So the Gemara says, Ela Gemara Gemirla. So the Gemara says, okay, in terms of the psukim themselves, the psukim are not compelling, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, we have a tradition. We have a tradition that Shimshon first killed the Plishtim, then came into contact with them. He's a Nazir. Answer, he's a Nazir Shimshon. It's a different category of Nazir. Nazir Shimshon is allowed to come into contact with Tumas Meis. Okay. V'nazir olam hechaksiv. Okay, now that we talked a little bit about Nazir Shimshon, now let's go to the other Nazir in perpetuity, and that's a Nazir Olam. So someone who declares himself to be a Nazir Olam, so again, what we learned back in the Mishnah is that a Nazir Olam can get haircuts at intervals, and a Nazir Olam cannot come into contact with Tumas Meis. So, Nazir Olam hechaksiv. So the Gemara says, where do we find a Nazir Olam? So the Tanya, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Rebbe Omer Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. So we mentioned this yesterday, we're mentioning it again right now, and that is Avshalom. Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, who ended up rebelling against his father, trying to take over the Malchus. So Avshalom was Nazir Olam. So he was a Nazir Olam. And as we pointed out yesterday, even when he died, how did he die? His hair got caught in the tree. So in other words, he had a lot of hair. So he was a Nazir Olam. So, and Shenamar, the pasuk says, "Vayimikatz arbeim shana vayhi Avshalom." I'm sorry, "Vayomer Avshalom elamelech elchana vashalem esnedarai asher nadat elashem bechevron." So umigaleach echad l'shnei masar chodesh. I'm sorry, that's the next point. Let me take it step by step. So first we have a pasuk describing that after 40 years. Now later this morning we're going to mark off what was those 40 years the end of. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, at the end of 40 years, so Avshalom would go and say, I have to honor my neder, and so I made a neder to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've got to honor it. Now, the psukim are not specific about what neder we're talking about, but in the context of our Gemara, the Gemara's understanding is very clear. He's talking about his nazirus, meaning he was a nazir. So he was going to go bring a carbon over the fact that he was going to get a haircut. So, and at the end of every year, he would get a haircut. And how do I know that? Because the pasuk says at the end of yamim. Now, yamim, in just a moment, we're going to see, actually means a year. Now, the word yom could mean day, but sometimes the word yamim, just stated like that, means in a full year. The Gemara right now is going to assume, according to the opinion of Rebbe, that that's what it means in the context of Avshalom. Annually, he would get a haircut, and in doing so, he would go to the I'd say Beis Hamikdash, but you understand it wasn't the Beis Hamikdash, but he would go to offer karbanos in order to bring. And because he was a Nazir.
How do you know from this that he's Nazir only? Still, he could have done it on a yearly basis.
Right. So ultimately, you're going to have to say that's part of the Gemara. It's part of the Gemara in this context, meaning tradition. It's just a tradition the Gemara had, that he was a Nazir Olam. Now with that, now we get to look at the Pesukim, and we get to see, oh yeah, that's what that Pesuk means, and that's what that Pesuk means. But ultimately, there's no Pesuk that says specifically that he was a Nazir. And the Gemara says, and we know that Yamim means a year. How do we know that? Because we have another pasuk in Chumash that describes Yamim being a year. The halach is that a house within a walled city in Eretz Yisrael. So generally speaking, when we talk about property in Eretz Yisrael, so there is no sale of the property in Eretz Yisrael. It's a lease, right? And most 50 years. 49 years. And then what's going to happen at the Yovel is that it's going to return back to its original owner. However, when it comes to houses within a walled city, so their sales can be done in perpetuity. You can make a permanent sale of a property. The seller of the property has 1 year to buy back the property, and if he doesn't do so within a year, so then the sale will be a permanent sale. The halacha batirei choma. So the Gemara points out that over there, the usage of the pasuk, the term that's used is yamim. So, and we know that yamim over there means 12 months. The Torah there is very clear. So ma hasam yud beis chodesh afkan yud beis chodesh. So just like over there by batirei choma it means a full year, so too over here by Avshalom, and when the Navi describes that he got a haircut, he would bring karbanos at the end of every year, yamim over there means a year. Okay, so that is the opinion of Rebbe, meaning Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, that if you become a Nazir Olam, so you're entitled to get a haircut, but annually, once a year. Rabbi Nurai Omer Megalech Achas Lelam Yom. According to Rabbi Nurai, you can get a haircut once every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalech Meir Shabbos Leir Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can get a haircut weekly. Shekem Atzina Bebnei Melachim Shemagach Meir Shabbos Leir Shabbos. Princes would get haircuts weekly. Okay, my time is the Rabbi Yalef Mibat Yerei Chama. So the Gemara now is just going to go over all three of these opinions once again. So what's behind the opinion of Rabbi? Well, I know the Gemara already said it, but the Gemara is just kind of reviewing. So the opinion of Rebbe is Bati Arichoma. So Bati Arichoma, the Torah uses the word Yamim over there, describing a year. So too, by Avshalom, Yamim means a year. V'ha Rebbe Udamrein Yamim P'chusim Mishnayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you know, it's funny, Rebbe's opinion is, the Gemara in Erechin, that Rebbe's opinion is that Yamim means 2 days. So Haig Zereshava Mishim Kovet Gamir. So, I'm sorry, before we go on to the Gemara, just to amplify this point a little bit better. When you sell a property in Eretz Yisrael, not a property in a walled city, but just stam, a property in Eretz Yisrael, so once again, if you wait till Yovel, the property is going to go back to you. It's not a sale, it's really a lease. And if you again, sell it, not really the right word, but if you lease it and you want to buy it back, you have the option of buying it back. However, you can only buy it back after a minimum of 2 years. In other words, and this is Rabbi Shita, the Gemara in Erechin tells us that the term yamim means minimum two of, right? So you can only buy back a property that you sold in Eretz Yisrael or that you leased in Eretz Yisrael only after 2 years it's been in the hand of the lessee. So the Gemara says, so if that's Rabbi Shita, so over here, the Torah describing Avshalom bringing his karbanos yamim, why does yamim mean a year? Yamim should mean maybe two. So, I'm sorry. So, ein yamim b'chusim mishnayim. V'haig zereshava mishim kovid. So, gamir. Uvishnay yamim like a kovid. So, the Gemara says, well, look, if we're talking about 2 days, so you're not going to need a haircut after 2 days. If you get a haircut 2 days later, you don't feel the need to get a haircut. So, you can't say that yamim means 2 days. So, v'hema b'shanim. So, the Gemara says, fine, it doesn't mean 2 days, but maybe it means 2 years. Dichsev ayim ikets shnasayim yamim. And in fact, we have a pasuk that says very clearly that the word yamim is connected to this period of 2 years. Yosef, after having asked the Sar Hamashkim, do me a favor. When you go back to Paro and you tell him, how'd you get out of jail? And tell him the story about me, and you know, and I interpreted your dream, and please. And then, you know, the end of the Parsha. So, two more years. So, 2 more years Yosef had to sit in jail. Right? That's the beginning of the Parsha. V'hi miketz shnasam yamim. Beginning of Parsha's miketz. So, danim yamim she'in imahem shanim, yamim she'in imahem shanim. So, the Gemara says, yes, you're right. You could have made Gzeirah Shavah, but we have a better Gzeirah Shavah. Because the Gzeirah Shavah from Parsha's miketz is shnasayim yamim. So, we would like to make a Gzeirah Shavah that only has the word yamim. So the Gemara now goes to Parshas Baal Oscha, where there the slav was given for 30 days. What's the word in Chumash used to describe that? The word is yamim. So danim yamim sheini mehem chadashim, miyamim sheini mehem chadashim. Same answer, says the Gemara. You could make a Gzeirah Shavah, but we have a better Gzeirah Shavah. Because over there in Parshas Baal Oscha, it says yamim, associated with the word chodesh. We want the word yamim with no association. So the Gemara says, okay, one more place on Tanakh we're going to go to, and that's Yiftach and his daughter. Tragic story. In Shoftim, this is almost right before Shimshon, Perek Yud Aleph in Shoftim. So Yiftach's daughter was, okay, you know the episode good, but Yiftach's daughter was sent away. Exactly what happened to her, not clear in the Pesukim and the Navi, but she was sent away. And what the young women in the community would do is that basically they would have like some sort of memorial lament on a semi-annual basis, but more than semi-annual. So they would do so 4 times a year, which we're going to see in just a moment.
So that means that she was actually a sacrifice.
Not clear. The Pesukim. If she was killed, so then you understand the lament. If she was just sent away, so okay. Anyway, I'm just you have time later today. You look it up, you'll see it. The Pesukim themselves are not clear. So danim yamim yamim ein damim yamim miyamima. So once again, the Gemara's answer is going to be a constant. We have a better Gzeirah Shavah. It's a crisper Gzeirah Shavah. Umay nafkamina havehatan debei Rav Yishma v'shava konu v'alkoin. The Gemara says, and this is probably one of the most often quoted Gemaras throughout Shas, and the Gemara says, look, in terms of Gzeirah Shavah, the words don't have to be identical. In fact, it doesn't even have to be the same word. As long as the word has the same basic intent, you can create a Gzeirah Shavah. This is as it relates to the halachas of Metzora, where there has to be a 7 period of sequestering. That has to be another 7 period of sequestering, and the Gemara creates this Gzeirah Shavah using the words Vishav and Uba, which basically means that the Kohen's going to pay him a visit at the end of the 7 days. It's not the same word, but it's fine. It's good enough to create a Gzeirah Shavah. So Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. So Hani Milech Adalekha Dami Law. So the Gemara's answer is, and again, this is probably the most often quoted answer in the Gemara. The Gemara says, look, you're right. That can create a Gzeirah Shavah. Ava hechadika d'damila, mi d'damila yafinan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if you have a better Gzeirah Shavah, you're always going to opt with the quote-unquote better Gzeirah Shavah. Better meaning, the words are a better match. Igadami minaya dina d'chot lasi yachin chadzima. And the Gemara says, and on top of that, Tosa's understanding of the Gemara here is as follows. Even if you don't like the idea that we should run to a better Gzeirah Shavah, or if Yamima is a really good Gzeirah Shavah, the Gemara says we're not going to learn out from the episode of Yiftach and his daughters, because it's true that the young women would lament and they would do so at intervals, but maybe they were not fixed intervals, meaning we know that they went out 4 times a year. And we assume that they went out every 3 months because, you know, I guess if you're going to do it 4 times a year, you're going to space it out at a steady, constant of 3 months. But the Gemara says, but not necessarily. The Gemara says, "Menaya din dechot las yarchin chad zimna dilmna arba zimna bishasa." So arba yarchin chad zimna tre yarchin bechad zimna. The Gemara says maybe they went out sometimes after 4 months. Twice after 4 months, twice after 2 months. Maybe it's a variable, it's not a constant. And again, what we're looking for is a constant interval. We want to know, with what kind of regularity can a Nazir Olam go out and get a haircut and bring karbanos? And so this wouldn't be good if the daughters, not the daughters of Yiftach, but if the daughters of the community would go out not at a constant but at a variable, so then it doesn't serve as a good case study. Okay. Adkan, that takes us through the position Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. So again, topic of discussion is Nazir Olam. Nazir Olam is allowed to get a haircut at intervals. What exactly is the interval? So right now, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, once a year. How does he know that? Gzeira Shava, between the Pesukim Rai of Shalom. Of Shalom is our prototype Nazir Olam to Batei Rechoma. Number one. Number two, says the Gemara. Rab Nurai Omer Megalech Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Rab Nurai says, no, once every 30 days. My time, Agabi Kohanim Mishim De'ika COVID. So the Gemara says, because look, Kohanim can get a haircut once every 30 days. So Achanami Ika COVID. So too over here, and why once every 30 days? Because by 30 days already, you start to feel the need for a haircut. In other words, after 30 days now, you feel like, oh, right, a little disheveled. So too, the Nazir Olam, once every 30 days, can go out and get a haircut. It's interesting, Tosfos points out over here, how do we know that Kohanim can get a haircut once every 30 days? The answer is Nazir. Meaning a Nazir, Stam Nazir is 30 days, which we're about to see in just a moment. So if a Stam Nazir is 30 days, so a Kohen can get a haircut every 30 days. So Tosfos points out the whole thing over here seems to be a little bit circular. Meaning the Nazir Olam can get a haircut every 30 days because a Kohen can get a haircut every 30 days. Well, the Kohen can get a haircut every 30 days because a Nazir can get a haircut 30 days. So the whole thing seems to be circular. But Tosfos points out over here, yeah, but I'll tell you why the Gemara went in the circuit that it did. Because you really can't compare Nazir Olam to a quote-unquote regular Nazir. Because a regular Nazir will be Nazir for 30 days and that's it. His Nazirus is done. It's over. So, of course you're going to get a haircut at the end of 30 days because that he's no longer a Nazir. So, a Nazir Olam, after he gets a haircut, is still a Nazir. So you really can't compare the two. What's a better comparison? A Nazir to a Kohen. Because what's the story with a Kohen? He has Kedusha, and he still has Kedusha. The Nazir Olam is more comparable to the Kohen because even after the haircut, even post-haircut, you're still in that same state of Kedusha. Oh, very good. So Tosfos says that's why the Gemara compares the Nazir Olam to the Kohen. And what's the halacha for a Kohen? Kohen can get a haircut every 30 days. Now, it happens to be that we know that because of Nazir. But that's why the Gemara goes in that circuitous route, because it's a better comparison than Nazir Olam to the Kohen. Back to the Gemara. Hachanami ika kovid. Rabbi Yossi Omar, then now this is the third opinion. A Nazir Olam can get a haircut weekly. Now, just as a pragmatic point, that's a lot of visitation to the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, because, huh? We'll get to that. So, when you'll see. So the, it's just because remember, for every haircut of the Nazir Olam, so you got to bring karbanos. So just pragmatically, it's going to be a little awkward every single time you get a haircut every week. Okay, set a karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. It's timely. And it's also costly. Okay, anyway. So Megalech Me'er Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Ma'ika Beinel Shar Achoi. So the Gemara says, here's my question. We are talking principally about Avshalom. He's a prototype Nazir Olam. So, and he gets a haircut now weekly. The Gemara says, you know what? So does his brothers. Right? They're princes. Meaning the idea behind a prince is they get a haircut once a week. So what's the argument of Rabbi Yossi? Well, if Shalom is a prince and he gets a haircut every week, so too does every Nazir Olam is able to get a haircut every week. The Gemara says, but truth of the matter is the brothers of Avshalom. So yeah, the brothers of Avshalom are getting a haircut every week. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? So Ma'ika Ben Eli Shara Choi. So the Gemara gives a number of nafkaminas between Avshalom, him getting a weekly haircut, versus Avshalom's brother, who also going to get a weekly haircut, but the Gemara notes a couple of basic differences. Number one, Yom Tov Shechalios B'Amsa Shabbos. So number one, let's say you have Yom Tov falling out in the middle of the week. So the other princes, they can get a haircut. Because again, covered Yontif, we have a mitzvah in the Torah to be mechabed Shabbos and Yontif. We do so by getting a haircut. So even though you already got a haircut on Friday, but if you're a prince, you'll get a haircut on Erev Yontif. Yontif falls on a Tuesday, so Monday afternoon you go get a haircut. On the other hand, of Shalom, he's a Nazir. He's only permitted to get a haircut from Friday to Friday. So he won't be getting a haircut lechav yontif. That's nafkamina number one. Number two, says the Gemara, de'achoy megalchin, hu lo megalech. On top of that, the brothers do a full haircut, and a nazir olam is only allowed to trim. Inami legluche min safra demale shabbos achol megalchen iolam megalech ad panya. And furthermore, says the Gemara, the only allowance that Avshalom had to get a haircut was the fact that it was Erev Shabbos and he was a nazir olam, which means that he can only get a haircut late in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. Masha Ein Kain, the brothers, they were not restricted by the nazir, so they can get a haircut even Friday morning. Okay. There's a Mishnah Shabbos that talks about getting a haircut late in the afternoon. The Chachamim were worried that the haircut may delay and it might encroach upon Mincha. And okay, but anyway, finishing up this whole discussion of the Gemara right now. So we're discussing Nazir Olam. Our prototype Nazir Olam is Avshalom. How often can you get a haircut? Three opinions in the Brisa. The Gemara explored and explained all three opinions. And now we're going to wrap it up because it says that Avshalom went to Hebron after 40 years. What does that mean at the conclusion of 40 years? 40 years marking from what point? Hani Arbaim Shah Maya Vidatai Rab Nurai Omer Mishum Rav Yoshua. So the Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Kates Mem Shana Shashalam Melech. The 40 years does not begin from the time that David HaMelech started, but actually begins from an earlier period in the Navi. Goes back to the time when the Jewish people petitioned for the first time for a king. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, so Shana Shashalah HaMelech Hishnas Eser L'Shmuel. Gemara quoting now Seder Olam. Seder Olam is the historical account dating all the way back to Adam HaRishon, authored by, hopefully I remember correctly, authored by Rabbi Yossi. So in Seder Olam it says that year that they petitioned the king was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign. That's not the year that David HaMelech started. David HaMelech started later. And Tosfos points out over here as much as 5 years later. But that's exactly the point. Meaning that this Avshalom going to Hebron to go, quote-unquote, get a haircut and bring his karbanos really was going back, dating back to the time where they petitioned for a king. And Tosfos points out that the Gemara over here is making a point. And Tosfos says the point of the Gemara is Mida Keneged Mida. The Jewish people asking for a king was not sanctioned. Even though, of course, the larger discussion is that the Chumash, last week's Parsha, says that, you know what's going to happen in the future? You're going to ask for a king. Sounds like we should be asking for a king. And meanwhile, the Gemara speaks very critically of us asking for a king. In fact,
one of the three mitzvot taliyot.
Yeah, correct, correct. In fact, you see Shmuel's reaction to the petition. He didn't like it. So, okay, that's a classic discussion. It's a necessary discussion in terms of whether we should or shouldn't be asking for a king. But the Gemara over here is taking the position that they asked for the king and they shouldn't have been asking for a king. I'm paraphrasing Tosfos, but it was like a merida. It was like us rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we didn't want to be under the dominion of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We wanted this political figure. So Mida keneged Mida. We were morayed against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Tosfos. So 40 years later, Avshalom started his merida against the Malchus. Okay, so that's what Gemara says is the significance of the 40 years, not going back to the beginning of David, but going back to the time of us actually asking and petitioning for a Melech. We are now starting the next Mishnah, probably the most popular Mishnah in our entire Masechta, and the shortest. Stam Nazirus Lamed Yom. The Mishnah says that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. Now we are going back to the topic of quote-unquote a regular Nazir, meaning we spent just a day discussing a Nazir Olam, a Nazir Shimshon. Those are a person who's going to be a Nazir for the duration of his life, with differences, which we just clarified. And now we're talking about, quote-unquote, a regular Nazir, a person who takes on the Nazirus for a term. Now, how long could that term be? So he'll say, a year, 2 years, or we'll learn later in the Masechta, someone took it on for 7 years, and then had to repeat, for reasons which we'll see later in the Masechta. But what if you don't, what if you don't express the terms of your Nazirus? You just simply say, I'm going to be a Nazir Stam. And you don't attach a time. So the Mishnah teaches us, you're going to be a Nazir 30 days. Minimum amount of time Naziris. And generic understood time of Nazirus, if you don't articulate, is going to be 30 days. The Gemara asked the question, Manah Nimili, how do we know this? Where do we see this in the Chumash? And the answer is, it's not mentioned in the Chumash. So how do we know this? What's the source? So, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Kra Karushi, yeah, Begamashia Tosan Hava. So you look at the Psukim by the Nazir, the Torah describes in Parshas Naso, he will be Kadosh, he will be holy, and the word Yiyah, you take the Gematria, the word Yiyah, and it's going to come out to 30 days. Okay? And I would say this is the most famous Mishnah in the Masechta, and I would say that this is the most famous Gematria in all of Shas. Because what makes this Gematria famous? This Gematria is teaching us a halacha. So try this at home. Find another gematria that teaches us a halacha. We have a number of nice gematrias that, you know, get us to a nice, you know, number of nice ideas. But we're not talking about an idea right now. We're talking about a halacha. Where do we find a gematria teaching us a halacha? So it's a, you know, it's good homework for tonight. You'll see if you can find another one. You have one?
No. Why isn't it plural? Yom. Shloshim. Yom. Why shouldn't it be Yamim?
It could be, yeah. Okay, that's grammar. That's beyond my pay grade. Okay. And we can really ask the question more fundamentally. Is Gematri allowed to teach us a halacha? So I'll answer that question. No. Gematria can't teach us a halacha. What teaches us halacha? So every morning, right before Pesukah Dezimra, Yigimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes Behem. We have 13 different ways in terms of extracting halacha from the Torah. And one of them is not Gematria. Kavachomer, Gzereshava, etc., etc., etc. And Gematria is not one of them. So the truth of the matter is that Gematria can't teach us a halacha. So, begs the question. If Gematria can't teach us halacha, so what just happened to Gemara over here? According to Rav Masna, he says that we have the word Kadosh Yiyah. The word Yiyah in Gematria is 30. And 20 plus, right? 10 plus 10 plus 5 plus 5. And meanwhile, you don't learn halacha from Gematria. So the Rush over here writes, quote inside. First I'll find it, then I'll quote inside. It's a better order. Okay. Yireh de Gemara Gemira La. I'm reading from the Rush. The Rush writes, this is a tradition. I know, the Rush is very small print. This is a tradition. The Asmechua Ahach Gematria de Lav Miyud Gimel Midosi She HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. The fact that we're saying Gematria over here, it's an Asmachta. It's just a nice way to remember it. The truth of the matter is, it's Gemara Gemira La. It's a tradition. Maybe we could put it under the category of Halacha Moshe Misinai. In other words, the Gematria is not teaching us halacha because Gematria can't teach us halacha, writes the Rush. It's just simply a good way to remember it. Okay. So the according to Rav Masna, how do we know that Stam Nazirus is 30 days? So the answer, to put it a little more succinctly than even the Gemara did, we know because we know. That's just simply the tradition. So, Bar Pada, Amar Keneged Nazir, Nizro, Hamor, and Betara. So, Bar Pada has a different approach. And here, once again, more homework for tonight. Go through Chumash and count up every single time the Chumash says the word Nazir. Or, a conjugated form of the word Nazir. And you will find that it actually comes up 29 times in Chumash, the word Nazir. And by the way, this is not the only time where we do this, where we count the number of times it appears in Chumash, and based on that arrive at some sort of conclusion. By Melechah Shabbos. Right, I'm going off the top of my head. So by Melechah Shabbos, so we know 39 Melechahs. How do we get to the number 39? So again, a couple of approaches in the Gemara and Shabbos. But one of them is based on the number of times the Torah uses the word Melechah, or a version of the word Melechah, in the context of Shabbos. The Rush over here points out, by the way, there's one word Nazir that we're not counting, because the truth of the matter is, I didn't do this at home. Full disclosure. But the Rush writes that there's actually one extra Nazir in the Torah, and that's the word Nazir. And the Rush says that's not counted, because Nazir over there is a noun. It's an actual Nazir. The word Nazir is a reference to a crown. So that is not counted towards the count of 29. So when you go home and you count up the word Nazir, or versions of the word Nazir, leave Nazir out of your count. Okay. So Barpada Amar Keneged Nazir Nizro Hamrin Betorah Lamed Chaser Achas. Now, but here comes the interesting part. And that is, it says that not 30 times, but rather it says 29 times. So really now, what's that issue over here in the two approaches to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that a Stam Nazir is 30 days. How do we know this? So according to Rav Masna, we know it because we know it. In other words, you call it Gematria, call it Halacha Moshe Misinai, 30 days because 30 days. Fine. According to Barpada, no, it's not. I mean, yes, we know because we know it, but we know because it says the word Nazir or a version of Nazir 29 times in Chumash. Really, there's a big difference right now because it's either 30 days or 29 days. Now, if you're saying it's 29 days, you're going to ask a simple question. What do you do with our Mishnah? It says 30 days. Okay. Oh, very good. Okay, good. Yeah. Perfect. So, Rav Masna, Nami Melech mi Nazir Nizro. So, first of all, why does each Amora reject the other approach? So, Rav Masna, Nami Melech mi Nazir Nizro, Amalecha, Uladrasha. So, Rav Masna will say, look, I'm not going to count the number of times it says the word Nazir, and based on that, arrive at a conclusion, because many of the times that the Torah says the word Nazir, it's intended to teach us a halacha. Meaning, those words are used for a drasha. You can't use and reuse them. One of the basic rules of darshaning is you can't double dip. You have a pasuk intended to teach us a halacha, that's it. One halacha per pasuk, or per phrase. So, a couple of examples the Gemara gives. Miyayin v'shecha yazir, lesser yayin mitzvah kan v'shus. Going back to yesterday's daf. If you have a yayin mitzvah, and again, great trivia over Shabbos, ask the family, when does the Torah instruct us to drink wine? When does the Torah instruct us to drink wine? The Chachamim tell us to drink wine every Friday night. The Chachamim tell us to drink wine on Lo Pesach, four times. But when does the Torah tell us to drink wine? The answer of on yesterday's Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to most Rishonim, is the Torah doesn't tell us to drink wine. If you make a shvua that you're going to drink wine, so now you're bound by the Torah based on your shvua to drink wine. Otherwise, but let's say you did make a shvua that you're going to drink wine and then you become a nazir. The nazirus is going to trump your shvua. That's what we learned yesterday, based on the pasuk. Yain v'shecha yazir, lasser yain mitzvah kan v'shus. Ki yaflin lindor neder, nazir lahazir, malami shenazirus, chala nazirus. Furthermore, we have another halacha. The Gemara is just giving a couple of examples of where do we see the word nazir applied towards another halacha. So for example, if I say I'm going to be nazir, followed but with the phrase of I'm going to be a nazir, so we know that you can compound one nazirus on top of another nazir. You can't count them simultaneously. That's a discussion coming up later in the Masechta. But anyway, the point the Gemara is making right now is we learn that from the pasuk. So that word nazir is taken for another drasha. So Rav Masna's point is I can't just simply count the word nazir in the Torah and get to 29 nazirs in the Torah because I need a bunch of them for drashas. Ubar pada amalcha lekechad min han delav ledrasha ela medeahu leminyana kulo nami leminyana. Now Bar Pada's counter response to that goes like this. Look, I agree with you, but at least there's one nazir of the 29 that is free and clear to be counted. Once you can count one, you can count the remaining, even though they're used for other drushas as well. Okay, that's that answer needs to be explored a little bit better, but that's Barpada's response. Okay, Tanan. We are now going to be spending the rest of today going over a Mishnah, which is coming up later in the Masechta. But right now, let's try to be clear. Our Mishnah says that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. How do we generate that halacha? So we have two approaches in the Gemara. We have Rav Masna and we have Bar Pada. Rav Masna says 30 days because Gematria. 30 days, yeah, 30 days is 30 days. And then we have Bar Pada. Bar Pada says a number of occurrences of the word Nazir in Chumash, which is 29. So we have a machlokas amarayim, whether a Nazir is 30 days or 29 days. Okay, again, in a moment we're going to ask, what do we do with our Mishnah? But we're going to quote a Mishnah. So, we're quoting our Mishnah. Stam Nazir Shloshin Yom. Bisham L'Rav Masna Nichas. According to Rav Masna, perfect. Like perfect. 30 days. But Ella Bar Pada Kasha. But according to Bar Pada, it's difficult. What do we do with our Mishnah? So Am L'Cha Bar Pada. I did Ika Yom Talsim De Megalech Mevi Karbonosav Mishum Hakitani Shloshim. So, Bar Pada will tell you, I'm also good. In other words, according to me, your Nazirus is 29 days. What does that mean? It means that you wake up in the morning of the 30th, and you're going to bring your karbanos. When our Mishnah says that a Stam Nazir is 30 days, it means that he's going to go through 30 days to complete his Nazirus. 29 days of being a Nazir, and day 30 to bring the karban. Okay, Tanan. Here we go. Now I could say it correctly. Now we're having a Mishnah coming up later on Daf Tezayin. And the Gemara is going to quote it right now, and we're going to go through a couple right now, And tomorrow, this discussion goes well into tomorrow's daf. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. We will learn together in the Mishnah. Misha Amar Harina Nazir Megalach Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad. A person who says he's going to be a Nazir, so when should he do the Giluach? He should do it on day 31. Okay. Bisham Al Rav Masna Nicha. So according to Rav Masna, that's perfect. That's exactly what you want to hear. Because according to Rav Masna, you're a Nazir for 30 days, and then on the 31st day, you bring a carbon. Good. But Elala Bar Pada Kasha, but according to Bar Pada, that's difficult. Because Bar Pada is making the argument that a Nazir is really a Nazir for 29 days, and it's on day 30 that you can bring a carbon. Why the Mishnah later on talking about day 31? Amalcha Bar Pada, Ema Seifa. So Bar Pada says, look, I'm not going to answer the question directly, but let's go over the Mishnah in its entirety. We're going to go back to the same Mishnah, and just I'm going to quote a little bit later in the Mishnah. Im Yilech Liyom Shloshim Yatza. The Mishnah says that if you do get a haircut and bring karbanos on day 30, yotzei, you have fulfilled your obligation. So ela seifa misayele. So first of all, Bar Pada says for me that's great. I get it because you're a nazir for 29 days and you get a haircut and bring the karbanos on day 30, you have fulfilled your obligation. Albeit midrabanan. So then, what are you going to do with the ratio? Meaning, why does the first half of that Mishnah say that really, in principle, you should bring a carbon on day 31? Why not day 30, according to Bar Pada? Answer is the Gemara, ratio, nasakomer, shleimim. Well, because if you say that I'm going to be a Nazir for 30 full days, so you are going to have to be a Nazir for 30 full days, and you can't bring your carbon until day 31. So, Bar Pada will argue, look, if you don't specify, you're going to be a Nazir for 29 days. That part's true. But I'm going to tell you that Lichat Chila, you should wait till day 31. Why? Because of Igzera. Because if, in fact, you say 30 full days, you're going to have to wait 30 full days. So, as Igzera, even though you didn't say 30 full days, you just simply said the word Nazir, but you should wait 30 full days anyway. Ula Rav Masa Kasha Seifa. Now, according to Rav Masna, we have the following difficulty. Because Rav Masna is of the opinion that you're a Nazir for 30 days. So, according to Rav Masna, how can you bring your Karbanos on day 30? You haven't finished your Nazirs yet. So Rav Masna is of the opinion that part of the day is considered like all of the day. A principle that comes up a number of times throughout the Gemara, Mitzas Yom Kikulo, probably the most popular usage of that principle is by Avelus. We know that you're an Avel for 7 days. We also know that on the morning of the seventh, you observe some of your Avelus, and then you get up. Why? Mitzas Yom Kikulo. You'll note that whenever we say Mitzas Yom Kikulo, that's only after the completion of a count. In other words, we're counting, and then at the end of the count, not always, but at the end of the count, we say Mitzas Yom Kikulo. So that's true by Avelus, and Rav Masna will tell you that's also true by Nazirus as well. Stam Nazir 30 days. Rav Masna says we know because of Gematria, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, however you want to compartmentalize it. But in other words, the Stam Nazir 30 days. How can the Mishnah later on tell us, and you can bring Karbanos on day 30? How does that work? Answer, Mitzas Yom Kikulo. Once you wake up in the morning and observe some of your Nazirus on day 30, that counts as 30 days. Mitzas Yom Kikulo, and therefore you're entitled to bring your Karbon that day as well. Okay, we will pause over here. I say pause, obviously stop, but we'll pause over here. We're really in the middle of a discussion that goes into tomorrow's daf. In terms of a generic Nazirus, the Mishnah says it's 30 days, but the Amoraim are arguing whether it's really 29 or really 30. How do you understand our Mishnah? How do you understand the Mishnah in Tet Zayin? That is really what we've been discussing the second half of the day. Just as a review of the first half of this morning, so we discussed the parameters of a Nazir Olam. A Nazir Olam is a Nazir for the duration of his life. However, he's allowed to get a haircut. With what kind of frequency? Three opinions amongst the Tanayim. Either annually, monthly, or weekly. All these are generated by Limudim. Our prototype Nazir Olam is of Shalom. And then the first half of today's daf ended with a discussion of Shalom and his rebellion against his father. Stop over here. Tomorrow, pick it up.